Hey, everybody, this is Janava Magnus, and you are listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. Quite an inspirational story on this podcast. Janava Magnus can sing with anybody. She's had quite the career in music, and she's still making music and touring. But without her resilience and persistence, her music fans may never have heard her voice. Magnus will detail the hardship she's faced in her life and how she came out the other side a much stronger person. She's in Columbus this week for a special concert for survivors of human trafficking, sexual assault, and domestic violence. Magnus will also be a keynote speaker Friday at the National PTA Convention and Expo being held at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. Here on the podcast, we'll hear a preview of her new material that's scheduled for release this fall, and she also takes part in the Fast Five. And I think you'll enjoy her selections, her story, the way she talks about the power of music, everything. Janava Magnus, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, this is Janava Magnus, and you are listening to Music Journeys. This is my music.
When a stranger came knocking, you let him in. Was there food on your table? Or that down and out for rent? Did you hide in the shadows? Or did you walk in the sun? Do you regret the things left undone?
As she reflects on the song she's covered or written and recorded herself, Janava Magnus puts Paul Thorne's Things Left Undone among the most powerful and meaningful to her.
It's posing a lot of pretty important questions about a person that's coming to the end segment of their life. I feel like that person. I mean, I'm 62 years old. My mother killed herself when she was 43 with five children. My father killed himself when he was 52, 2.5 years later, after she passed, you know. They died so young. And so to be at this point in the curve, I understand that it's probably the last quarter of the game for me, and I'm okay with that. Sometimes I'm more uncomfortable than others. But that's aging, right? But my point of saying all of that is simply that I try to not create regret. So when I love someone, I want to tell them. If there's an amends, if there's an apology, if there's something I've done to hurt another person, I want to try to correct that as best as I can. Because I don't want to leave unfinished business. I try not to create regret. It's something I finally learned.
Won't you help me, love? Won't you help?
Magnus says she endured physical and sexual abuse and transitioned between a dozen foster homes in a short period of time, all before she turned 16. Now, she feels grateful to be free enough, in heart and mind, to speak about the experiences and the road to recovery.
It's a bit like a restoration. I think of it as scraping, the same way that you would refinish woodwork in an old craftsman house, and you'd take 27 years with the lead paint off that thing. Getting clean, as in clean and sober. It's been a lot of therapy. It's been a lot of work, activism on a personal level. I'm pretty deeply into, I have a pretty heavy spiritual practice. A big part of that spiritual practice is helping other people. one of the things that I can do, because I'm standing on the shore on the other side, is stand there and hold a light. Just got to keep on swinging a hammer every single day.
Inspired from the encouragement of her final foster mother and a performance by Otis Rush, Magnus also found stability and salvation in music. Magnus released her first album in 1991. Her 15th comes out in September.
Music is so powerful. It is so profound to me, and it always has spoken to the places inside of me where I have no words, parts of my mind, there are parts of my heart, bits and pieces of my soul where it is not possible to find words for those places or, in some cases, the experiences. Music has always served as a connecting point, as a balm for me.
And if I see you stumble, you know I know just how that feels. I have fallen. Sometimes I'm falling still. And the hands that catch you are the ones that touch you every day. Call my name.
I think other people have far worse stories than me, and there are people that have stories just like mine, and there are people that have stories that are not nearly as traumatic or dramatic as mine. But it is the point to be able to come through it, because otherwise, what was the reason for all of that crap? What was the point to all of that if it was not to help someone else with a deep understanding of what they are going through? Some of what they've gone through and what is possible, how far you can come. My hope is that at some point between the first album and whatever the last album is, there is a connection that happens between me and the listener, that maybe they weren't alone in their experience. Maybe they're not alone in their loss. Maybe they're not alone in their rage. Maybe they're not alone in their celebration, in their joy. I hope for a connection. That's what I hope for. And I hope that it lasts. I hope it helps somebody. Speaking of the CATCH program, so many of the women that find themselves ashore in that program, I have so much hope for them because I know what it's like to be a person starting from that far back.
Magnus has chronicled her experiences in a book called Weeds Like Us. It's expected to be released soon. Her special concert comes in partnership with the Franklin County program CATCH, which stands for Changing Actions to Change Habits. Former Dispatch reporter Chris Russell really captured the program's purpose, impact, and mission with a piece he did back in 2012. Here's some of the audio from that multimedia presentation, beginning with Franklin County Municipal Court Judge Paul Herbert, who established and presides over the specialized docket CATCH Court.
After several years of being a judge, it was rather considered to be a phenomenon that I would take a look at a woman charged with solicitation or prostitution and see something other than what I'd seen for all those years. I used to be one of those people who said it was a victimless crime. That's not true.
Everything that I ever knew or thought or wanted to be all was stripped away and covered over by a disease, by alcoholism, by drug addiction, and it really did control everything that I did because I know I'm not that person. I knew I wasn't that person when I began.
Right now, we know that 60% of the women who are entered our program are continuing in their recovery and coming to our program. People say compare that to what success you had before. That's pretty difficult. There's probably very little, if no, success they were having. There was only a death rate. Average lifespan of a woman engaged in prostitution is 34 years old. These women do not want to be in a car with a stranger doing this act, being subjected to the horrific violence, both physical and sexual, the unwanted pregnancies, diseases. Doesn't make rational decision, but it's because of the drugs that they continue to do this. They have to do this for the drug. This experiment is to build up the personal accountability of the individual, yet also exact restorative justice in the process, so that the end result is a more self-sufficient citizen who is giving back to the community.
Catch Court is like my own personal church every week. It uplifts me. It makes me feel like I'm not alone. Just having a judge proud of me, I can't say enough good things about the Catch program. It's shown me a new way to live. I know I can do this.
Again, that audio courtesy of a 2012 package available on YouTube, produced by former Dispatch reporter Chris Russell. Now celebrating 10 years of existence, officials say Catch Court has served more than 500 women since its creation in 2009. The program has received national recognition, and it's being replicated in other Ohio communities and across the country. And Janova Magnus performs a special concert for women in that program and other survivors of human trafficking, sexual assault, and domestic violence. Magnus also set to release new music this fall, giving her take on John Fogerty tunes. Here's a sample of one of those tracks, Change in the Weather. We had one last set of questions for Magnus. We concluded our chat with the traditional Fast Five. Here we go. First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
It's probably Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole.
Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
My dad used to sing that. It was beautiful. He had a beautiful voice, and he also played harmonica, but we would lay in the hammock in the backyard and at night sometimes, and he would sing me that song.
That's a great memory to have.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so.
How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
I wish there was one. Love Has No Pride, and it was a tune that Bonnie Raitt recorded in the 70s.
But if you want me to be, I'll fall down. Asking for you to come back, I'd be pleading for you to come back.
Oh, it's a heartbreak song, and I remember a period of time when that song was just extremely meaningful to me. And it would remain meaningful to me over the course of several heartbreaks. You know what I mean? The faces change, but the soundtrack remains the same. It's probably the most accurate way to put it.
All right, we'll change the pace here. We'll pick up the pace. How about your okay. go-to song for dancing? You know, a song that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it.
Right now, you know, in other words, what's now playing on the home stereo is Joaquin Cooter. There's a song called Fuchsia Machu Picchu.
How about the song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you?
So there used to be this radio show in Detroit called Downtown Soulsville, and he specialized in playing a lot of local Detroit stuff. So probably this tune called Blues for the Bees. For the Bees, which was just like this local Detroit group called TJ and the Group.
Oh, thank you. Okay, last one, yeah. The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
For the last several years, there's a particular song, Higher Ground is the name of the song, and it's Anders Osborne.
I walk through the valley of the broken. Held my head down in despair. Climbed that same mountain to no avail. Till he brought me here. Where no trouble can bring me down. I'm standing on high.
Some incredible selections there. My thanks to Janava Magnus for her time, her music, and her inspirational story and message. Let's follow her lead and try and live with no regrets, no unfinished business. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.